You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk with one of the world's premier marine photographers about a life photographing whales.
First, on Friday, a federal judge blocked a Wisconsin law from being enforced. The law, sometimes known as the Cocaine Mom Law, allows the state to detain women suspected of drug or alcohol abuse during their pregnancies.
The law, known as Act 292, was passed almost 20 years ago, and it's been a controversial one. The judge's ruling last week is the result of a lawsuit filed in 2014 by a Wisconsin woman who claimed the law is unconstitutional.
David Wahlberg has been covering the controversy around the law for the last few years. He's the health medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and he joins us now. David, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, David, under this law, before it was blocked, what happens if you're a pregnant woman and you're found to have used drugs or alcohol during your pregnancy?
Yeah, well, many people are probably familiar with the law that allows social workers to remove a child if there's abuse or neglect suspected from a home, or at least give the child services. Basically, what this law did about 20 years ago is extend those protections to unborn children or fetuses. So if social workers suspected abuse through drug use or alcohol use in a pregnant woman, they could detain the woman, they could order her to have treatment, and eventually they could, once the baby was born, could also remove the baby from the home.
And has that happened over the years? What are the numbers on that?
Yeah, so between 2005 and 2014, there were more than 3,000 cases that were screened through the law, and then the state substantiated claims of abuse of fetuses against 467 women. And according to the National Advocates for Pregnant Women, which is one of the groups that was representing the woman in this case, there were at least 152 cases in which people removed children from the home.
And you write that the law allows the state to step in, as you were saying, and essentially treat the fetus as if it were a child suffering neglect or abuse, and I believe that the fetus is appointed an attorney. Is that unusual?
Yeah, according to this national group that I just mentioned, there are a few other states that have laws similar to this one in Wisconsin, but they say Wisconsin was the only one where, during these cases, an attorney would be appointed to represent the fetus, but the pregnant woman wasn't necessarily able to get an attorney to represent her.
So if you're a pregnant woman and you go in for some health care, maybe some screenings, maybe it's a prenatal appointment, and it's discovered that there is maybe some illegal drugs or alcohol in your system, what happens? How does a woman end up from being in that position to maybe being in custody?
Well, I know I've done stories about neonatal abstinence syndrome, and doctors who deal with that, which is a condition that babies can have when they're born dependent on drugs, they deal with a lot of pregnant women that some of whom are using substances, and they say it's pretty rare that the authorities would do anything. In most cases, doctors are glad that the women are open and honest and basically get them treatment through their pregnancy.
Now, can you walk us through the lawsuit that was filed in 2014 pertaining to this law and what happened?
So this woman, Tammy Lorcher, she lived in Medford, which is up sort of halfway between Wausau and Eau Claire. And she suspected that she was pregnant. She had done a home pregnancy test, and it was positive, but she had a thyroid condition that led her to believe she would have a hard time becoming pregnant, so she wasn't sure. So she went to the health department and then to a clinic and got a pregnancy test, and it did determine that she was 14 weeks pregnant. She did acknowledge that she had used some substances, methamphetamine, marijuana, and alcohol, but she said she stopped that when she thought she was pregnant. Basically, because of her And then a urine test at the time showed that she still had some of those substances in her body. So a judge ordered her into drug treatment, and she refused, saying she didn't need it. And so because of that, she was taken to jail, and she was in jail for 18 days. And for part of that time, about 36 hours, she was in solitary confinement.
We're talking with David Wahlberg right now, health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, joining us to talk about a recent ruling from a federal judge to block Wisconsin's so-called cocaine mom law from going into effect. The law allows the state to detain women suspected of drug or alcohol abuse during their pregnancy. And David, the federal judge blocked this law at this point. On what grounds? Why was the law blocked?
Yeah, so basically the law says that the social workers can act on behalf of the state if the expectant mother habitually lacks self-control in her use of substances and the use poses a substantial risk to the physical health of the unborn child. And the judge basically ruled that those two things, this habitual lack of self-control and this substantial risk to the physical health of the unborn child, were just too vague. They were constitutionally vague, or unconstitutionally vague, I should say, because it's hard to interpret what they really mean.
And what have opponents of the law, especially women's health advocates, had to say about this?
Well, they're pretty happy with it. You know, their point is that they should be encouraging pregnant women to get prenatal care and to be open about drug use or alcohol use so they can get them help and do what they can to make sure they have a healthy pregnancy. So, you know, they're very happy with this ruling.
And what about the state of Wisconsin, the Department of Justice?
So the Department of Justice could appeal this ruling, but so far they're saying that they're still reviewing it and they haven't decided whether to do that.
And so in terms of what doctors might say about the efficacy of this law, if the goal is to protect the health of the fetus and the baby when it's born, what did doctors say about whether it's been effective?
I don't know that much what they say about that. You know, I think they basically say that, you know, the most effective thing is to encourage prenatal care, you know, regardless of whether somebody is using substances, because that's the best way to, you know, monitor a pregnancy and attempt to have a healthy birth.
And now that this law has been blocked, is this the end of the road or is it going to be challenged?
Well, it could be challenged, and it'll be interesting to see because back 20 years ago when the state legislature passed the law, some of the state departments were actually opposed to it. So the State Division of Public Health, which is part of the Department of Health Services, and also the former Division of Children and Family Services, which is now the Department of Children and Families, were opposed to the law back then. I don't know for sure exactly what the different departments' stances on the law is today. I've asked about that, and I haven't heard back.
We'll leave it there. David, thank you for joining us.
Sure. Good to be here.
That was David Wahlberg. He's the health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, joining us to talk about a recent ruling from a federal judge to block Wisconsin's so-called cocaine mom law from going into effect.